Excellent. Okay, here we are reconvened in room 209 as the Public Facilities Committee, and we have two appointments on the agenda. First, I'll read them in one at a time so that we can, even though you're both at the table, we can speak to you one at a time. Caroline Wilson of 38 Beethoven Avenue, Waubun, appointed to the Design Review Committee as the community representative for the Zervis Elementary School project. That is item number 141-14. Welcome, Caroline. And so that you know everyone, this is Susan Albright, Mark Laredo, and Scott Lennon, and I'm Deb Crossley. We're a small committee because we're meeting, some of our members overlap with another committee that's meeting tonight. So, welcome. Thank you for your willingness to serve. And do you want to have anything to say to us about why you chose to put yourself out there for this?
Sure, I'd be happy to make a few comments. I would like to correct, if necessary, my street number.
Oh, that would be good.
39,
okay.
And I don't know how much background you're interested in or care to hear. I'm a Connecticut native. After school, lived in California for quite some time until I moved back to New England in 2008. And professionally, I've worked in areas including purchasing, marketing, office administration, website management, among other things. In our second year here with, at the time, two second graders, I was recruited to serve on the Zervis PTO as a co-president, and then after that term, stayed on in the role of communications chair. And other community work that I'm currently involved in is the Zervis School Council as a community rep, and the PTO Council Executive Board, as well as Newton Girls Softball Board, and find that I'm very interested not only in city government, but just other community work. And in terms of the Zervis building project, you know, I feel that as in all areas of the city, you know, the neighborhood consists of a spectrum of people. There are our past and current Zervis parents who have, you know, this vision of the way it is, and there are perhaps future Zervis parents who have a different future vision, and then, you know, there are countless people who, for some reason or another, are not really particularly invested in the public school system at all. But yet all of these citizens, you know, are driving and walking and actually living and will be affected by the project. So mm-hmm. I just hope to help them learn and understand about the process and perhaps bring their ideas and their input to the committee. So I appreciate the
Well, thank you. You have a wonderful broad perspective, and I think that will be very valuable.
Thank you.
Do any members of the committee have any comments or thoughts?
You know, I think this project.
No, go ahead.
You know, the project is obviously a very important one, and as you know, there's been some, I think, divisiveness, for lack of a better word, within the community about what this project looks like and how big it will be and where it will go, and so. I think that just acknowledging that there's lots of different views in the community, you're going to try to work to understand what those views are and hopefully bring them together, I think will be great. I mean, I think it's great that we're going forward with this project. It's long overdue. And it's just wonderful when folks like you step up to the plate and are willing to get involved. So thank you for volunteering to do that.
Thank you. I'm happy to.
Susan?
I just wanted to say thank you as well. And since the chair is from your ward, I'd be willing to move it on her behalf.
Thank you.
I just echo what Mark said. I appreciate your broad perspective there. I think it's going to be needed when we get into the nitty-gritty of those discussions. So, thank you.
Terrific. Well, we have a motion to approve. All in favor? 4-2-0. Thank you very much. And the next item is number 161-14.
Explain it goes to the full board, and there's no need to...
Sure. I'll do this for both of you. This item goes to the full board for a final vote on Monday.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. Monday is June 2nd all day.
You're
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're late in May. I know it feels like we're going back into winter, but and it should go through what we call first call without discussion, and you're welcome to come and sit, but it's quite tedious, and you can
really want that
smart. That part of it. I mean, you're just, you know, so but that's right. That's right. So thank you. And I won't repeat that again. So that's 161-14 is Kenneth White of 30 Murray Road, West Newton, appointed as a member of the Designer Selection Committee for a term to expire on December 31st, 2017. Oh, I'm sorry. I have the wrong. You're Eric Bobby.
Yes.
That's right.
Is Mr. White not available
tonight? Correct. 162-14, Eric Bobby, 334 Auburndale Avenue in Auburndale, appointed as a member of the Solid Waste Commission for a term to expire on April 30th, 2017. So sorry, Mr. Bobby. I had not had the pleasure of your introduction. So welcome. Thank you. And we're pleased that you're willing to spend some time on this committee. Would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Thank you. And thank you for the invitation to be on it. My background, I've been in Newton since 1999, lived all over the United States prior to that, but settled here now and will be here. I've had different kind of background. I've been in buildings, accounting, software, and now I'm in energy software. And through it all, I've really been interested in environment, sustainability types of issues. And so the last 5 years, I've spent time in the schools with the Green Teams and then Green Decade over the last 3 years, trying to help, again, themes with schools, teaching, creating educators or leaders for the future, rather than perfection as to how the kids work, but more teaching kinds of moments. And so it was suggested that, the Waste Commission was looking for new folks to join, and I was recommended to be a part of that, and I said, why not? I think it's a great point to use some of my talents. I want to get more involved. I think it's an interesting point to start getting a view of government and being involved that way as well, and I can add something to it. So, it's not an amazing topic, but I do like it, and it's something that takes a while to move the dial on, and there have been a lot of different attempts at different things, and we've had successes in some areas and setbacks in others, and it's operational issues, there are psychological issues, there are financial issues to it, so it is a pretty complicated and very important topic, so something that I like. I'm enjoying it, and something I can help with the schools, but also I think personally and experience in neighborhoods in the city, and be able to help in that regard. So.
Thank you. I think Susan.
Yeah, so I think it's the Solid Waste Commission, I think, that's dealing with this new proposal to do organic waste. And those of us who grew up in Newton remember in the days when every house had a place where you put the organic waste. Yeah, you didn't have that? Maybe I'm not showing my age.
I'm going to say.
My grandmother had that.
I remember
my grandpa's house had it.
A guy came around and picked it up every week. And there were issues with it. It was smelly. I remember that. It collected flies. So now we're back to the future. And there's a proposal to do it again. And I guess there's going to be a trial in Newton. Do you know anything about that?
A little bit. I've been attending some of the meetings. And I'm not sure where we sit if we've gone. It started with a pilot residential. Mm-hmm. Then it was going to move to the schools as a pilot. And I think it's back to residential.
I think so.
At this point.
600 homes is what's proposed.
Yeah. And I think it'll be interesting to see how it goes. We have curbside for those are not the kitchen types of scraps and things, but we've got curbside for, leaves and things like that. You have garbage disposals, which arguably there's energy that goes into that, but it pumps it maybe to Deer Island where it's taken care of that way. I'm not sure. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of data we get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are alternatives to just picking up at the curb. So we'll see. compost in the backyard with kitchen scraps, I think, and it's great. You know, a lot for a garden out of that.
I think it's going to be a fun time to be on the commission because of that project.
Yeah.
Bring a whole new idea to Newton.
Yeah. So, and schools, it could be very interesting there too, eventually. So, and that may be the larger issue in the state, right, with certain cutoffs and facilities will have to do that. And there's obviously a lot of waste that goes on in the schools and the CAFs. So, a lot of opportunity there.
Great. Well, thank
you. It's great to tap in. First of all, it's great when people volunteer, as I said. I just am so happy when I see people step up to the plate in the community instead of calling us and complaining about something, which they can do anyways. They really do. But they really are willing to try to roll up their sleeves and really solve a problem or try to solve a bunch of problems. And I think there's a lot here. This is where a lot of the nitty-gritty of kind of local improvement gets done. So, thanks.
Excellent.
That's great.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's an important commission, too. We've done some good things on the Solid Waste Commission.
Absolutely.
It'll continue. And interesting to hear about the pilot, how that'll work out.
Yeah.
We do it currently now. I work for the Sheriff's Office, and we do it right now for the jail and the House of Correction. We're required to. It's a pretty big undertaking, though. So I'm interested to see how it works here, whether it be residentially or in the school. So.
Yeah. And you have people around this table who actually care about this kind of stuff a lot.
Yeah, very much so.
They do.
Yep.
So.
Trash is a big issue and topic in municipal government. So
that's
thank you,
huge cost.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
It is. Good to see you. Thank you both very much for your willingness to serve.
Vote?
And yes, actually we do. So I need a motion first.
So moved.
All in favor? 4-0.
Great.
Again,
thank
you very much.
Thank you.
And I believe that concludes our meeting for the evening. Actually, we may need to hold the other.
Yeah, I'll move to hold the other item.
Okay.
That's Mr. Wilson.
Kenneth White.
White.
Item 161-14. So
I'll move to hold.
All in favor of hold? Thank you. All right. That's it.
Thank you all.
Nice meeting you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.